By the end of 1847, the Cayuse tribe had lost over half their members due to a measles outbreak. The mounting deaths brought increased tensions between whites and natives. What happened next still affects lives here today. The American Countryside is brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. AgroLiquid, same great company, just easier to say their name. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgroLiquid, and we like it that way. AgroLiquid.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
In 1847, a measles outbreak hit the area around Walla Walla, Washington. Marcus Whitman, who founded a Presbyterian mission here, helped care for the sick. However, the surrounding Cayuse tribe was hit hard, losing half of their tribe.
So they see Marcus Whitman administering medicines to the white mission residents and to the Cayuse, yet suspiciously, the Cayuse are the only ones dying.
Kate Kunkel Patterson shares the story from Whitman Mission National Historic Site. On November 28, 1847, children in one of the tribal leaders' homes died from the measles. The next day, some Cayuse came to the mission site.
Five Cayuse men come down to the mission. Marcus Whitman is the first one attacked. And then after that, pandemonium breaks out. What's interesting about the attack itself is that it was only the adult males who were killed by the Cayuse and Narcissa Whitman.
Mr. and Mrs. Whitman died, plus 11 other adult men. About 40 other whites were held captive for a month, unharmed, then ransomed to the Hudson Bay Company. Within a few months, the United States made this Oregon Territory, which gave them new abilities to handle the incident.
They could send the army out here. They could try federal cases, which the five Cayuse men who were eventually tried were tried in a federal court in Oregon City.
It's understandable why the Cayuse saw the situation as they did. Unfortunately for both sides, it changed life forever here.
More government presence out here, more military presence out here, and in essence, more displacement of those Native Americans, more marginalization of them.
Today, Whitman Mission National Historic Site shares the story and serves as a memorial to all who lost their lives during the conflict. Traveling the countryside in Walla Walla, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.